This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Two blasts struck a central Syrian village today, killing at least six people and wounding dozens more. The attack came just hours after a truce brought relative calm to the northern city of Aleppo after weeks of escalating violence there. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the twin attacks. In the last 2 weeks, dozens of people were killed in violence between rebel and government forces, which wrecked the first major ceasefire, which had been held since February. The Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need has been helping the church in Syria to provide humanitarian assistance as well as help for Christian refugees in neighbouring countries. ACN press officer John Newton told me the situation in Aleppo is terrible.
From what we can gather from our contacts, it's absolutely terrible in the city. Of course, the Christian quarter has always been under bombardment from extremist Islamist factions among the rebels. And of course, because they're not covered in the ceasefire, because they're not part of the official opposition, that bombardment has gone on and people have continued to suffer in those areas. But just to give some idea of how bad it is, over the weekend, of course, the Orthodox Church and the Eastern Catholic Churches were celebrating Easter Sunday because they still follow the Julian calendar. We got told that actually on Easter Sunday there were only two Easter liturgies celebrated. Both of them were very poorly attended. And in fact, what most people were doing on that day, they were either burying their dead because people had been killed by the recent bombardments, or they were staying at home. Or, in many cases, we also got told that the roads out of the city were absolutely packed with people fleeing who were seeking to escape from the city because of the ongoing violence there.
Just to give us an idea, John, how many Christians remain in Aleppo?
I think if I was to even guess a figure, I'd merely be clutching at clouds or trying to guess. We don't really know at this stage how many people are left in there. It's very much a city that's in flux. With the deaths, with people coming, with people going. Because, of course, people have also returned to Aleppo when it was slightly safer than it is now. So I really have no idea, but it's definitely a city that's in hemorrhaging.
Just regarding the humanitarian situation, what has the church been able to do to try and alleviate that?
Well, the church has been very much at the forefront of the efforts to try and help people to go about their daily business. One of the aid efforts that we've been supporting is being run by an Armenian Catholic sister who used to be based in the city, and that's to provide the essentials that people need, you know, food, clothing, money for accommodation, trying to find new accommodation where they're in terrible situations. Because, for example, one family that the sister found was literally living underground in a cellar in damp conditions. So it's a case of trying to do the very best that the church can in a very desperate situation.
From what we've been hearing in a lot of these situations is that as well as the material needs that people do need at the time, there's also the psychological needs. There's a psychological effect of bombardments and conflict that is affecting people very badly.
Absolutely. And when Aid to the Church and he was speaking to Father Ibrahim only earlier this week, he was saying that he was seeing increased signs of psychological stress. There were more nervous breakdowns. And he was saying that it was part of his ministry trying to console people, trying to help them in those situations, and really trying to give them hope in what's otherwise a very hopeless situation.
Regarding, you were talking about the priest there. People like him, it must be so hard for them. They're telling people to keep going, but it must be extremely hard even for them. Do they ever tell you where they get what they need to keep going? Is it by prayer? Is there something that inside them that says, no, I have to do this?
Well, Father Ibrahim said two things that struck me with regards to that. The first was that he said that he's always got the words of Pope Francis in his ears, that they have to show people the tenderness of God, that they've got to be real fathers and mothers to the people. So he found the Pope's words a great inspiration. And the second was the words of Scripture. He compared the situation of the Christians with the situation of St. Paul and his companions in the Acts of the Apostles. He recounted the episode when Paul's in prison on account of his faith with Silas. And he told us, he said, they were liberated through their prayers. They turned that terrible prison into a place of prayer. And that is what we Christians in Aleppo are also called to do. No matter how frightful this place is, yet we must still give Christian witness.
I'm sure everyone will be hoping that this, what they're calling a cessation of hostilities, will stick, as it were.
Yes. As I say, though, the trouble is that the extremist groups, people like Al-Nusra, aren't actually part of the formal ceasefire. Daesh hasn't signed up to the ceasefire, and so you've still got these independent extremist rebel militia groups who have always been a major problem in the conflict and the fighting, who are continuing to bombard areas, who are continuing to fight, and until they're dealt with, there won't be a stable, peaceful situation in Syria.